Welcome to At the CR Quick Chat, conversations with community managers and social media practitioners. My name is Jim Storer, and I'm a principal at the Community Roundtable, a peer network for community managers and social media practitioners. You can find more about us at community-roundtable.com. Now on to the podcast. All right, I'm here today with Mark Wallace, the VP of Social Media at EDR. And Mark, could you kick us off by telling us a little bit more about EDR and what you do as a company and who you serve?
Sure, Jim. Thanks for having me today. Environmental Data Resources, or EDR, is the leading provider of environmental risk information services and workflow applications in the U.S. What we do is we have the largest database of historical land information, and we provide it to those that are involved in the environmental aspects of a commercial real estate transaction. So our customers would include environmental consultants, they'd include environmental attorneys, lenders, and anyone really who is involved in the process of a commercial real estate transaction. There are laws in place that have to be followed to ensure that what's below the ground is on the up and up. And we provide the data to help make sure that that happens.
And not too long ago, you guys realized that creating a community to help support the folks that utilize EDR might be a good idea. And most recently, you were recognized as your community common ground. It was recognized as one of the Groundswell Award winners for best B2B support community. Can you talk a little bit more about that community and how you support other business activities with what you're doing there on common ground?
Sure. Yeah, we started our community initiative. I would say that the initial process began close to 2 years ago. We launched Common Ground about 18 months ago, so in April of 2008. And really, our goal in building a community was to further solidify our customer loyalty, to build something extremely valuable for the marketplace, because EDR is the leader in our industry. It's a pretty specific type of transaction that we're involved in, but we are viewed as the market leader. So we felt that it was our responsibility to embrace business-to-business community and social media and build a place where folks who are looking for answers, looking for content, looking for news, looking for educational information could go in order to get access to that information. We really have focused on a couple of key business areas. Obviously, customer loyalty is extremely important to us. Better supporting our customers is very important to us. Further advancing our marketplace is extremely important to us, especially given that the commercial real estate marketplace is off more than about 70% this year. So I joined the company in August of 2008, and in September of 2008, we all know what happened to pretty much every marketplace out there, but it dramatically impacted our industry. So we felt that we should really focus on building a community that would better support the marketplace, because the marketplace had given us quite a bit over the years. Mm-hmm. And the announcement of EDR winning the Groundswell was just an absolute fantastic feeling. It validated our efforts, and it told a nice story that the marketplace embraced what we have done, and we're looking forward to the next chapter in the book.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk a little bit about your member growth over time? You've really done some great things as far as really bringing folks in. And one of the questions that I had about your membership is, I wonder if they're digital natives, so to speak, and if not, you know, how do you keep them engaged? How do you bring on new members? What are some of the activities that you found really successful in that area?
Great question about digital natives. Our marketplace has been, it ranges from very small shops to very large entities. The understanding of community and social media is not great at this point. However, the members are always looking to learn more about how it can help their business. But like with every industry that's established, there's always that question of, geez, how am I going to find time? How am I going to get the most out of social media? So in our opinion, you know, we had a very limited opportunity to create something of value. So when we started out, we first looked at what we had from the standpoint of expert-generated content. Knowing that user-generated content would become more and more valuable, you know, we had a lot of information that we could share and a lot of insights into what was happening in the marketplace. So we took a good blend of, at first, expert-generated content and user-generated content as we started to scale, and have figured out ways to deliver that into the community in a very valuable way. The key, in our opinion, of what we focus on is value. What is valuable to one person may not be valuable to another. So if you look at the core of how to, you know, to essentially how you run your life as a business professional, what is it that you need? You need to know what's going on in your industry. You need to know what types of events are out there. You need to know what news sources can provide you with the information you need. You need to know what's going on in the marketplace with respect to opportunities and jobs. You need insight into difficult questions. And in our industry, you need to have a common understanding and a common set of guidelines in order to ensure that the industry is moving in the right direction. So we really focused on those things out of the gate by adding some great bloggers to the site, adding research, adding content, adding discussions, bringing in news feeds, things that would deliver that value that you'd need that's core to your day-to-day activities as a business professional. And as we've scaled, we look at what works and what doesn't regularly. We add new things to the site. We experiment. If something doesn't work, we remove it. If something does, maybe we take it to the next level. We're not complacent in what we have today. We're always looking to figure out what's important to members, and we ask them regularly.
Your comment about content, I think, is especially important for folks to highlight. And, you know, the fact that you really focused on expert content initially, and I think you're probably starting to see a lot of user-generated content flowing in, that's just a critical, critical area. And can you talk about content and how you view it and how you create content?
Well, we create content in a variety of different ways. We share research that we as a company do about the marketplace. We encourage our members to share content, to post things that they think are valuable. It doesn't necessarily have to be user-generated. It's something that they have found value using. We have a number of great bloggers. You know, I believe we're close to 25 bloggers right now, and they're market leaders who have ideas as to what's going on in a specific component of the marketplace, and everyone's message is a little bit different. We have created an educational course called Environmental Due Diligence 101, and that is a combination of a number of the professionals in our industry bringing together kind of the marketplace, because there really is no formal training program for an environmental professional. We've brought that all together in an e-learning course that we deliver to the marketplace. We run web seminars. So we do a lot of things that I guess you could view as traditional, but on top of those things, we've built social components around it. So we try to engage using the content, and then from there, we continue the conversation and develop user-generated content on top of it. And really, how we looked at getting started and what we've seen over the course of the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 months, is we've seen the community members really take over some of the discussions. They start to drive them. The questions are great. The interaction is fantastic. We've got discussions where you've got 35 to 50 comments back and forth, just to, you know, where one person posts a very simple question and engages a discussion, and then we take that discussion and perhaps bring it out to the next level. So it really is taking what's important to them and then continuing the conversation. That's really what we try to do.
Well, let me switch gears for a second. The Groundswell Award certainly validates what you're doing with Common Ground, but I'm interested in how you kind of measure success. Are there metrics that you look at on a day-to-day or week-to-week or month-to-month basis to kind of gauge how you're doing or what the health of your community is?
Absolutely. We look at a number of different things. I'd say that the driving goal for us is we wanted to exceed 5,000 members. And again, we're a niche community. We wanted to exceed 5,000 members by the end of September, which we did. That was that's a very easy to, you set a goal, you hit it, you know, that's a great metric. We wanted to increase the web presence of both EDR and Common Ground. So we've increased well over 400 positions on Alexa. So that was, that's a metric that's extremely important to us. Mm-hmm. Our index pages have gone through the roof over the course of the last 4 months, and we watch that pretty much on a daily basis. We wanted to increase the amount of activity in the form of repeat visitors, because it's one thing to build a community. It's another thing to make sure that that the community members are getting significant value out of what you've built. And we've seen, I believe the number is close to, is over 1,500% increase in the amount of repeat visitors to the site. So people coming back because they're starting to make it part of their day. We could keep going on, but I would say the most rewarding metric is when a member reaches out directly to us and says, hey, we've generated some business as a result of a conversation that began here, and it went offline, and we, you know, were able to win a deal. And really, you know, in a marketplace that's been down over the course of the last, you know, couple of years, it's rewarding for us as community administrators to hear that from our members. And at the end of the day, that's, I think that if you can help companies generate business, so you're supporting them, you're building customer loyalty, but you're generating business for them, there's a certain amount of reward in that I think it's hard to measure. But when members reach out to you to tell you, I think that that's just, that's what we're here for.
That's good validation. So what advice do you have for companies thinking about doing what you did, building a community to support their customers? What are things that they should focus on early in their community building journey, and are there things that you'd do differently if you had it to do all over again?
Very interesting question. I'd say that the best advice that I could give is first, set some reasonable expectations. You hear about Facebook, you hear about Twitter. You're not going to be Facebook and Twitter overnight. So if there are conversations that are taking place internally and that's the expectation, run. Because that will be awfully difficult to do, and you're destined to fail. So my first suggestion would be to set reasonable expectations. My second suggestion would be to make sure before you go out and you take a look at all the technologies that are out there, because there's a lot of technology and a lot of really great technology available. Know what you want to accomplish. Know what your business objectives are. Know what the metrics are that you need to meet or exceed in order to be successful. And then build out the technology based on those business objectives. I would say take a look at what you have in the form of content. If you have great content, then you're ahead of the curve. But if you believe that you build a community and you just invite members in and they're just going to engage and start talking, you know, I hate to break the news, but it doesn't happen that way. There has to be compelling content. And what's important to the members will ultimately drive the success of your community. So ask them in advance, what is it that would help them? How can we help you to improve your business? What type of information are you looking for that you don't have access to? Really digging in and finding out what would be of value to them is so important. It's oftentimes overlooked. Many companies, you know, as you know in the past, I've worked with many companies building community strategies. Many companies will just roll out this community and cross their fingers and hope that it sticks. But those are the companies that you read about that sometimes close down a community or have failed. So be smart in your approach. Any other new product or new service that you develop, think it through, come up with a plan, select the technology to support that plan, and from there, always ask how you're doing, be open to feedback, be prepared to be transparent, and be prepared to help to educate your members on how to get the most out of the community. And if you can do those things, you've got a really good shot at success.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of the main themes that came out of a call we did yesterday at the Community Roundtable with Katie Payne was that you really need to know what your goals are. And you just echoed that by saying, you know your goals before you select technology, know your goals before you, you know, set metrics. And that was something that rang loud and clear yesterday on the call. Another thing that's interesting in what you just said, you know, you're talking about, you know, staffing a community and kind of how you approach thinking about launching a community. What a kind of disturbing trend that we're starting to see is companies that launch community and they put all of their guns behind that community initially, they get to a certain point, whether it's a membership goal or, you know, they're seeing a certain number of posts within a time frame and they're seeing it and feeling like it's success. They're actually starting to back off with the resources, thinking that we've hit our goal, we've achieved success, and they don't see it as an ongoing initiative. And the community doesn't just pick up where they kind of drop off; it oftentimes fails. So that's just a really important consideration, I think.
I would absolutely agree, because to build a community in the right way, you are going to make significant investments, monetary investments and resource investments, which I guess, you know, both could roll up to monetary investments. and it is a long-term investment. The thought of social media or community as a campaign is probably the wrong thought. You know, it's all about engaging your customers. And if you engage them in the right way and you're not properly staffed and you don't have a plan to scale, then what happens is you've engaged them. Maybe you've built something extremely valuable, and then all of a sudden you pull it away from them, and or you provide something that isn't a value, and that's a reflection on you. So it's a great point, and you definitely need to be prepared to make a long-term investment if you decide to build a community and jump into the community journey.
So what's next for Mark Wallace? What's next for EDR?
Well, our goal is to build off the momentum that we've amassed over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. We have received a lot of great visibility as a result of groundswell. We're looking to build out the content within the community, so we're always looking at that. We're looking to help to scale into adjacent markets, so markets that support what we're doing on common ground and that could be of assistance to the core members that we have today. And we're doing it through a number of different ways. You know, we're building groups on common ground. We've got some very successful groups right now, and our goal is to build out more of them. We're looking to add more educational content in order to continue to expand the knowledge of the marketplace. And what we're really excited about is we're building out a provider directory in order to help companies who are in our industry to leverage the web and to leverage our community in order to generate more business. We see that as very strategic, and you know, in our marketplace, with the market being down, generating business is top of mind. You know, I think that could be echoed across any marketplace out there, but especially with ours. So our goal is to build something of significant value that helps to drive more traffic and more referral business and more word of mouth to the companies that we serve. And we're really excited about it. And, you know, that's just that's a quick outline of some of the things that we're doing. But we're excited about the next year. It's shaping up to be a good one. And we're thrilled as a company to have received the award and looking forward to the next leg of the journey.
Well, it sounds like you'll be busy, so I'm going to let you go. But first, could you give folks some digits where you can be found if they wanted to reach out to you?
Sure. First, if anyone would like to check out Common Ground, they can check out Common Ground at http://commonground.edrnet.com. My information on Twitter, my Twitter handle, I guess you could say, is mwallcom, mwallcomm. And if you're interested in reaching me, best thing to do is to send me a message via Twitter, and I'd be more than happy to follow up with you and answer any questions you may have.
Perfect. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for sitting with me today, and congratulations again on the Groundswell Award. That's good stuff.
Thank you very much, Jim. We appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today on At the CR Quick Chat, conversations with community managers and social media practitioners, sponsored by the Community Roundtable. That's community-roundtable.com. Also, special thanks to Kit Seaborg and the team at bumpertunes.net for providing the music in this podcast. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to check in next week for the next At the CR Quick Chat. Have a great day.